Welcome to the Interactive Entrepreneur Podcast, sponsored by Interactive Accountants. Here at the Interactive Entrepreneur, we're trying to provide tips and information to entrepreneurs just like you and I. Welcome aboard.
Hey everybody, it's Matt with the Interactive Entrepreneur, sponsored by Interactive Accountants. Now, last week on our episode, we were talking a little bit about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Now, this week, I really want to talk about one of the items I feel we as entrepreneurs are more uncomfortable with than comfortable with, and that is our pricing of our services, pricing of our products. And more specifically, I want to drop into the weeds a little bit more and talk about surge pricing. Now, this is a concept that I think plumbers and even electricians have it nailed down. They realize that there is a surge sometimes that happens for the need of their services, and they charge a premium to do that. An example, I'm a homeowner. I have a leaky pipe in my house. I'm not the most handy person in the world. I need to call a plumber and get this leaky pipe fixed so that my kitchen isn't, turned into a bathtub. Right? And I'm swimming in the middle of the kitchen. So I call the plumber, and the plumber says, "Dear Mr. Schiebler, sure, we can get out there within an hour. However, we do have an emergency response fee of $395 on top of our normal service call, which is $175. And that covers the first 30 minutes. You get the point of what I'm trying to say. The point is, plumbers understand that there will be a surge sometimes in their need for their service, and they charge a premium for it. Now, electricians, I think, do this well too. If you've got an air conditioner that's not, or not, excuse me, maybe like the lights in your bathroom aren't working, and you really need to use your bathroom. It's the only bathroom you got. It's pretty dark in there. You want the lights to work, maybe you call for an emergency electrician to come and fix the lights. Air conditioning or heating. It's the middle of winter, you're living up in New York, it's cold. All of a sudden, your heating system goes out, you have an emergency, you need that person, that HVAC contractor, to get to your house. They're going to charge a emergency service call fee. You're living down in the south, it's the middle of summer, AC, same issue, you're gonna get hit with an emergency response fee. Now, if we're an e-commerce person, I think we sometimes have this nailed down too, where we have regular shipping rates and then we have expedited shipping rates. You may need that pillow, that's going to match your new comforter tomorrow because you have friends coming over and you want your bed to look the best when you're showing off your new bedroom. Or you may need that new kitchen utensil because tomorrow you're planning on making a lasagna and you just can't do it without that new baking dish, So for e-commerce entrepreneurs, they understand this concept well, I believe also, and they have an expedited shipping fee. Now, if you're an e-commerce entrepreneur out there and you don't have an expedited shipping fee on your website, shame on you. You should. Hopefully you're listening today, you hear this message. That's a simple change to your website. The individuals out there, I think, that probably do the worst job at this, believe it or not, accountants like myself, lawyers, dentists, chiropractors, any type of healthcare professional, really, because the truth of the matter is, with lawyers, they're used to people calling them in dire straits, right? A criminal lawyer, they get a call from their client who just got popped for, let's say, a DUI, and they're in jail and they need to get out. They're calling their lawyer. The dentist. The dentist gets a call from his patient. "Oh my God, doctor, my tooth, it's killing me. I can't sleep. I have to see you today. I have to see you right now." The dentist says, "Sure, no problem. Meet me at my office." Da, 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 da. They do the practice, they pull the tooth, they fix the pain, and they charge them their regular rates sometimes. Now, I believe that there should be fixed pricing for our regular rates. I'm very transparent with the pricing for interactive accountants. Our pricing is on our website. I really like this model for me personally because it's upfront. It tells people what they're going to get, how much it's going to cost, and that's it. If you need to add something, we can add it. You need to take something away, we could take it away. But those are the base fees. And if you're not able to support our base fees, then you're probably not an ideal customer for our firm. Law firms, I think they're still kind of stuck a little bit on this hourly charge. Some lawyers some lawyers have fixed pricing, and it's awesome, but it usually is surrounding a non-recurring service. What do I mean by this? Let's say you're a trademark attorney and somebody wants to apply for a trademark. Usually you have a fixed price fee to get that trademark for them outside of any extenuating circumstances. But if somebody calls you up and says, "Dear lawyer, I need this trademark application filed immediately because I know my competitor is going to be filing theirs next week and it's a rush." Well, that's fine. The fee should be $5,000 or whatever the trademark fee is, plus surge pricing. Because now I'm taking whatever clients I have, I'm putting them on the back burner, and I'm moving you to the front burner so that I can rush your application to the trademark office. There should be a premium for that. And I don't know if we're doing it out there as entrepreneurs. I just don't know. I'm not seeing it, to be truthful. I had an emergency issue with that required my attorney's attention. She responded immediately. She was great. And by the way, her name is Jane Muir. She's been on our program before. And Jane just billed me the regular rates, and that was awesome, and maybe Jane did that for me because we have a great re working relationship. But if I was just Joe Blow coming off the street that never worked with Jane, never referred Jane business, maybe Jane should have said, "Dear Mr. Schiebler, no problem. We're going to require a $5,000 retainer plus a $1,000 emergency fee." That's an option out there for all of our entrepreneurs that deal with issues that arise in emergencies. And some food for thought on surge pricing. I know at my firm now, we have our transparent pricing for our clients that go on our regular recurring services. But if a client comes to us and says, "Hey, Matt, I forgot to do this tax return. I need to get it done yesterday," my fee for that is sometimes three times the normal price. I jack it up. There's a reason you want it so fast. There's a reason I have to now put everything else on hold at my firm so we could deal with your problem. And you need to pay a premium for that. Otherwise, then you need to find somebody else to do it. Because I'm not going to sacrifice all my other clients and all my staff just so that we could do your tax return for our regular fee. It's just not going to happen. And I'm hoping all the doctors, dentists, chiropractors, lawyers, whoever you may be out there, even if you're e-commerce, and you're not having this type of fee for expedited shipping. You know, you've got to tell people, hey, I'm sorry, but I've got to run over, instead of going over here and pulling your normal order, pull this order. It's a distraction. It takes time. There has to be a price for this, in my opinion. And hopefully you, as a fellow entrepreneur, are listening to this, and it's some food for thought in terms of implementing surge pricing for your business. Not the most comfortable thing, right, to talk about. However, again, going back to last week's episode, we as entrepreneurs need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and telling a customer about your surge pricing. May not be comfortable, but it will make you more profitable. That I can guarantee. Listen, everybody, it's been my pleasure to be on the podcast with you today. If you would like to be a guest member on the Interactive Entrepreneur, reach out to me at matt@ia.tax. That's Matt, MATT, at I like ice cream, A like apple, dot tax. Happy to hear from you and get you on the show. Take care, everyone.